I'm Norm Crouch, and I'm the Assistant Commissioner of Health Protection at the Minnesota Department of Health.
My name is Mo Sullivan with the Minnesota Department of Health Public Health Laboratory, and I'm currently the Bioterrorism Preparedness Coordinator and the Emergency Preparedness and Response Lab Supervisor.
Let me ask both of you, and you can decide who wants to jump on this first. Is there an incident that was a public health challenge, an outbreak of something, and you felt like you didn't have what was needed to confront and arrest this, like you were really running against the clock to prevent deaths or really widespread panic?
The anthrax sent through the mail in 2001 is absolutely one of those instances where the public health system, as Norm talks about, was really stressed. So the unions were on strike when anthrax hit. There were folks picketing when the fire trucks were bringing in samples. We didn't have a very good system for when the samples arrived, so they would arrive and come in through the lobby and announce my name over the loudspeaker, Mo Sullivan, please come to the loading dock for a sample. And everybody in the building knew when they heard my name that that meant an anthrax sample was coming. So just stay at your desk and not go anywhere. It had a profound impact.
Let me tell you what I was doing. During this time, we didn't have protocols for collection of specimen samples in the environment at the time. And I was on the board of directors at APHL. And I remember APHL and several of us as state public health laboratory directors would be at night on calls with the CDC developing protocols, because we knew that there are a lot of legal aspects to this, and you've got to do things right and try to standardize things so that everybody's doing the same kind of thing, and it's something that will hold up in a court. And I know we had people on the East Coast, we had people in Central States, myself, and we had Paul Kimsey out in California. So as the sun was moving, we would get together, and then he would be writing the protocols the next morning. And it was just quite phenomenal for a day or so. This happened on a weekend. We and the CDC were developing these protocols to be used nationwide. And then we would edit these things and get CDC input, and that was sort of the administrative things that were going on, as well as all this laboratory activity, and then trying to quell the panic. And I remember our state epidemiologist at the time, he got up before the cameras and he said, "Minnesota, get a grip. We don't have any anthrax in this state." And that was true. But nevertheless, people get very, very scared about these things.